Greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen. Hope you're all doing well.
Are we doing well, Sister Amen?
We are. We're always well in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We're always joyous, rejoicing. We talked about that today in our Bible study with the brothers. Yeah, today was a very good day. We got to go out with our young brother. And what did we go do, Sister Amen?
We went and preached the gospel at a football game and shined the light of Christ.
Yeah, it was a college football game. Perfect timing. Actually, our young brother used to go to the same UW college system before he was in Christ, and now he has the voice to go and speak against it and warn people.
That's awesome.
So we went out and preached. I sent him out. I like to talk about this. So in the Bible, we had the spies go forth and check out the land for Israel.
Right.
And I sent young brother Ku out today, and I said, you go drive out ahead of us and go spy it out, brother. So we have a habit of doing that together. So he went and spied it out, and he did a good job. He found a park for us to park across the street, and then we walked over to it, and we went to go do our street preach.
I was wondering if I could read this verse about sending him out ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joshua 2, I just found it. Verse 3, and the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. So, yeah, we know what Rahab did. She helped them because
they
were sent out to go check it out first. Yeah. And
And if I recall, isn't that the bloodline that Jesus comes through was Rahab?
Yeah.
So it talks about redemption, the harlot, the bloodline, and Christ the Savior comes through that.
Right. Yeah, so we got a good example of, like you said, sending out.
Amen.
Sending a brother out to scout it all up.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was awesome. So we have that post up. You can go see it. It's linked at the edification page or at the witnessing videos. It is UW La Crosse Street Preach. I thought we'd talk about some topics of interest.
Like what?
Well, one of them was witnessing the witness of other saints. I was telling a young saint today how their steadfast stance in the Lord over the years that we've been united to them has really strengthened me and shown me how God works in people, and that's greatly encouraged me. And we were kind of talking with the brethren how we can either encourage people and lift them up, or and we could be like an example and they can encourage us, or if they fall into sin and fall away, what can that do, Sister Roman?
It could really stumble somebody.
It could crush
in their
people.
Faith. Yeah. Oh yeah.
It could be hard. I mean, you know, there's some brothers and sisters I know that I really believe are solid Christians, and if they ever fell away in sin and left the Lord, I'm going to keep going. But I'd have to admit, it'd be a struggle to get over the initial shock, because I have such great confidence in them and seen their witness that it could be pretty devastating. Stumble.
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah.
of the word stumble. Could cause people to stumble. Let Satan come in and bring leaven in and cause all kinds of havoc.
Yeah, when somebody's weak, yeah, that's when he pounces.
Yeah.
So beware of that, sisters.
Yeah, and I wanted to read Philippians 3:17. We just went past this in our verse-by-verse study. Brethren, be followers together of me. That word better is imitators. And mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. So Paul's saying, be a good example to other people.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
steadfast
we try to
faith.
Be that.
Right.
We try to be examples for other people. And so it's a blessing when you have other saints in your life that you can be encouraged by. So we're really thankful for that.
Right. Like Brother Tupos.
Brother Tupos. Yeah, I try to be an example. Sister Amen gave me that name. I better live up to it, or I'm in big trouble. Today we're street preaching, and this young woman with her boyfriend walks right up to me and makes a beeline and said, can I ask you a question? I said, sure, what? She said, can't we have any fun? Because they were listening to me, warning about the culture, warning about churches, warning about the college, telling of the goodness of Christ, warning of the wrath of God. She said, can't we have any fun? Sister Amen, what would you say to that?
What would I say if somebody said, can't we have any fun?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I would ask them, what would that have to do with the kingdom of God and having fun when Jesus said we're supposed to go preach the gospel, make disciples? It all depends on if this person claims to be a Christian
or not. She claimed to be a Christian.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I would definitely test her on the gospel first and then encourage her to test her own heart and examine herself, lest she be a reprobate like Paul said he could be too.
Yeah.
Because if your mind is set on things of fun and it's not set on propping up the gospel and the word of God and crying out for holiness and obedience and righteousness, obviously there's an issue with her heart.
Yeah.
Or anybody else who wants to stand on that. Yeah, if your heart has truly been regenerated by the Holy Spirit, your insides and your insides are going to show on the outside through your whole life and everything on that.
So. It changes your desires.
It does,
and that's what I talked to her about. And I said, how you live, act, talk, dress, how you spend your time, and she picked dress. I mean, I mentioned like six things. She picked dress, and she goes, what's wrong with the way I'm dressed? And it's like, whoa. If you know their standard, when you see these college kids, how they college youth, how they dress, I mean, it is just all showing. And then they say, what's wrong with how I dress? What it shows you is their standard is so far from God. They haven't been taught it. They haven't sought it. They're living in pride and vanity, both in how they dress, how they act, their Sunday church they attend, a lot of them in their mockery. So when she stood and listened, she took a gospel card. Her boyfriend kind of mocked a little bit, and then she really left mad when I said, make sure you test the churches, they're lying to you. And she goes, oh, you're crazy, and she walked away. So we got a lot of that today where they tell you you're crazy, but when you say, open the Bible, I'll show you where it says, and they go, we don't want to hear it.
Right. Yeah, so, they love their sin.
Yeah. That verse that I wanted to share, a verse I wanted to share about that, was 1 John 2:16-17. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Sister Drummond, they doing the will of God while they're watching carnal, rowdy, covetous football?
No, definitely not. And the college system is nothing but a big flesh fest.
Yeah.
Of pride and vanity in the men, pride and vanity in the women.
Yeah.
And just a bunch of debauchery that is instilled in them when they're young, and then it just seems to be getting worse and worse as time goes on as they get older, too.
And here's what's really sad. I would say half the people that conversed with me, half of them said they were Christians. And they look as worse or worse, as bad or worse than the worldly people that didn't say they were Christians. So what's wrong with that picture? Whereas Christ said we must come out of the world and be holy. One man, when you were talking to him and I walked up, one man, when I said, he said, God doesn't care if we watch football and TV and movies. I said, sir, you're supposed to be holy. You know what he said to me? He goes, that's not true. The Bible doesn't say that anywhere. And I said, sir, I got to go preach. I said, you know, anyone, you don't even want to hear God's word. It's like they're oblivious to the truth and they're trying to make their own way. So yeah, that's one situation that came up. Sister Amon, I got some bad news for you.
What?
Guess what?
What?
I'm an embarrassment. A man came up to me today, got right in my face. I was just preaching Christ, and he said, I'm a Christian, and you're an embarrassment to me. And he turned around and walked away. I said, sir, why are you here if you're a Christian? I said, well, how does this serve the kingdom of God? How does this meet the gospel? How does this grow your righteousness? And he just said, I'm here to watch my daughter in the marching band. And I said, sir, you're deceived. You need to repent and come out of the world. And so he walked away. I was going to share 2 Timothy 4:3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Do we see that a lot, Sister Amon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's growing worse and worse as the time goes on, yeah.
And the Bible said it would.
Yeah, a lot of people like to just blame the false teachers, but there wouldn't be any false teachers if there wasn't a bunch of people heaping them up for their itchy ears.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, for their itchy ears. Did I just read 2 Timothy 4:3? I don't think I did. Did I? No. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they'll heap up for themselves teachers having itchy ears.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about with that man. I don't know if I read that, but I'll read it again.
That's okay.
We see that all around. Itchy ears. We see people not wanting sound doctrine. And so we go to be light and salt and try to turn them from the destruction of Satan's kingdom and the wrath of God that's coming for them. We try to turn people to enter the narrow path to eternal life. That's our goal.
Yeah, so as all these masses of people go by you, most of them want their itchy ears scratched, but we're looking for the ones that might have ears to hear.
They're actually seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And young brother Kuo had a good point. When he was on campus, he said there's a lot of Christian ministries on campus. Mm. And he said, in order to be popular on campus, in order to even be approved to be on campus and doing things, he said, they overlook sin, easy believism, They're corrupt. They're man-pleasing. And he said that's why he, I asked him why he believed on audio why so many of these youth are claiming Christ, but they say this, ready? They say, Jesus died for me. I don't have to do anything. Why are you preaching at me? Mm-hmm. And Brother Akua said he was definitely deceived by the once saved, always saved, easy believe, greasy grace gospel that they bring on campus.
Well, it is of the world, so the world is only going to accept what propagates the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. 1 Peter 1:22, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. They have not obeyed the truth to purify their souls. They have not come to Christ, repented. If they were born again, they would see with different eyes. So it's pretty obvious by their fruit we right. know them.
Yeah, it's a wicked stench unto yep. God. Yeah.
But my hope is thousands of those teenagers and parents walk by us. My hope is that maybe after the rush of that day goes on, they might ponder back and go, those people stood there with gospel signs and warned us and called out to us in love and told us about Christ's goodness and his mercy and then warned us about our sin. Maybe some of them will go begin to seek it out. They might find our way on our website or Brother Akua's website, and they might seek it out. That's why we go. We right. just go to be salt and light in a dark place.
Yeah, one thing we did see is, it just flashed in my mind, I forgot about this until now, a group of young women going by, and one of them said something about being a Christian, because I was calling out to them, and I said, why are you here then? You can't be a holy child of God and still love the world. And there was three or four with her, and she slowed down and she looked, and I asked her, I said, here, take a gospel card. I'd love to hear from you. Test yourself. She kind of looked at them, looked at me, was walking after them, but then she ended up turning around and running and laughing with them.
Yeah.
And so we saw that a lot where there was, not a lot, but there was a few people walking along with their groups, whether it was men or women, and you call out to them and ask them, why are you here? You know, do you know the Lord and Savior? And if you do, why are you not holy and called out and set apart? And they would kind of hesitate and look, and then they got swept away with yeah. the group. And so we hope, maybe some of them might be convicted.
Yeah, Brother Cool had a young man like that, wanted to talk to him, and his group was going, come on, let's go, we got to go, the mm-hmm. game's starting. And the guy's looking at Brother Cool, wants to talk to him, looking at his group, looking at Brother Cool. He went. He did step up and take a gospel card. He went
good.
That far.
Oh,
and
good.
Then he wanted to talk to Brother Cool, and they said, come on, we're going. And he got pulled away with the group. So it reminds me of like Satan pulling the seeds away.
Yeah.
From when they're cast, but you never know. We just do our job out there. We just be faithful.
Uh-huh. And then
so,
God does what he
yep,
does.
God's glorified, and it's up to the Spirit after that to do the rest. So
right.
it was an awesome day. We did have some good conversations. Lots of gospel cards went out, and now the street preacher's up there, so that will edify people for many years to come, hopefully, on the website. Anything from you, Sister Amen?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, we were talking about this before. I've noticed the past few months or something, or maybe I just happen to notice it, seems to be like more men having ears lately than the women.
Yeah, that's true.
And, I mean, if you look at it as an overall type thing, a lot of the men are stopping to talk more, especially to you.
And the women a lot of times are the mockers.
I was just going to say that the women seem to be, I don't know, we've noticed that the older people, it's almost like they've been turned over, and a lot of the younger people listen. And we see more men are listening or wanting to listen, but they're getting drug away by the women.
Yeah.
And the women being mockers, I don't know what all that means. It's just an observation. And I was going to read this, Ecclesiastes 7, 27 and 28. And we know in the end times here, it's going to be less and less.
Yeah.
Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account, which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found.
Yeah.
I thought about that today, and I thought that yeah. was pretty bad. I mean, he found one, but he didn't even find, he found one man, but he didn't even find a woman out of that thousand or however
yeah.
many.
Yeah, and you know what I think? I think that there's a lot of pressure against the women. Why? This culture is so feminized, and Satan has gone after the women to ultimately affect the men. And so they're under great, great attack. And if they don't get to the Word of God and
oh, yeah.
define truth, they're going to be swept away in all this sin,
Yeah.
And all this wickedness.
Well, look at Eve in the garden.
Yep.
And now look at today in the culture.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, the women are really ruling everything. We know that. And
I yeah. think it's, yeah, go ahead. The women have stepped out of the bounds of God's order for them, and it's gotten them in great trouble because it causes them to live in pride and arrogance, and it's created, feminism creates divorce, abortion, Gaia worship, and also the homosexual movement is all rooted in feminism.
Oh, it is, yeah. And I don't want to lose your train of thought on that, because I had another topic that kind of goes along with this.
Go for it.
Oh, okay. A brother just went and stood outside of an NAR, a wicked, demonic
New
NAR.
Apostolic Reformation. Yeah,
you could go ahead and say what, kind of explain that.
Yeah, the New Apostolic Reformation is kind of the Word of Faith movement on steroids. They believe in signs and wonders and grave sucking and mysticism, and they're heavy into emotional music, jumping up and down, yelling, screaming, fire, slain in the spirit, and they have a total false gospel. It's part of Satan's attack against the churchianity system to take it even deeper into the pits of hell with all of these false teachers that are promoting a different Jesus and a different gospel.
Right, and we've been to many of the different ones out there and seen a lot of their wickedness, and what made me think about it when he was talking about it, because we've been to the same particular
yep.
event that he has, not that event, but the same person putting it on.
Yep.
And we've seen the demonic activity that goes on there. And I was thinking about this. He probably saw this prayer walking. Did I say that right? Walking
yep.
prayer. Yeah, prayer walking, where they walk around and they keep praying, and
yep.
they walk in like a figure eight, or they walk in circles, and they yep. do that around us. A woman was doing that to us
yep.
last Sunday at Lifelight.
They believe by walking there. In a circle and praying, it's like you rope out an area where you take dominion over the spirits in that area. It's
yep.
total mysticism.
It is. And you know, I was thinking about something. How many men have you seen do that?
Not that many. A few,
mm-mm.
but not that many.
Yeah, it's usually women doing
it. It's women.
Yeah, well, it kind of goes along with what we were talking about.
There's a lot of women, like in the Pentecostal churches, that are leading the way with the crazy tongues and all that kind of stuff,
yep.
stepping up to be teachers and stuff. So again, feminism, Satan's having his field day.
I was just going to say that too. Out of all of our ministry, for me, I'm thinking, maybe I'm wrong, and you might have seen more of the men, but I'm thinking it's been more women speaking in tongues at us than
yes,
men.
Yes, it has been.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you see that, too. I was just kind of thinking about how
yeah,
the
deception
women
is
are
strong.
Leading the way on all the deception, yeah.
Yep, deception is definitely strong.
Mm-hmm. And there was another one I was thinking, oh, did
go
you have
for
one?
It. Yeah, go for it.
Brother said this.
I'm just going to warn you.
What?
I got a question for you coming up.
You just asked me one.
I have another question for you coming up.
Well, let me think. Do we get one a day? yeah, brother mentioned this too, because we see this on the streets. And he said a phrase I thought was pretty good. Time-stealing mockers.
Yeah.
And I was going to read Proverbs 14:9. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor.
Right.
We see that so much, don't
yep.
we? And we're learning as we go even more and more, because there's more and more mockers. So sisters, if you end up having to encounter somebody who after a short period of time you determine is a mocker, you don't want to allow them to steal your time, because your time is better spent giving the gospel to somebody who might receive it, or going along your way and doing other works that the Lord would have for you.
Amen. And that's a perfect intro to my question that you knew nothing about.
Come
and
on.
I didn't know the comment you were going to say, but it's a perfect intro. And
hey.
God knows that's true. You didn't know this question.
No,
I didn't know what you're about to say. You know
I
what my question
know.
Is?
Well, yeah, I didn't
Guess
even...
what my question is. You ready? Sister Amen, what would you say a young lady saint should do to prepare for ministry? What a lead in.
What should a, well,
yep.
when you say young, you mean young in the Lord.
Yeah, well, I'm saying,
age.
I guess it doesn't really matter, young. I guess
young
I was thinking a young, because I'm thinking there'd be inexperienced, but it could be a middle-aged or an older woman that just comes to the Lord. Let's rephrase it. What could a woman do to prepare for street ministry?
Well,
whether it's with her husband or alone, I imagine, or on her own with other saints, that would be different. But in general.
Well, I would say, obviously, the first thing she needs to know is have a great grasp of the foundation of the gospel and have that in her life. And if she's established that, then she really needs to learn how to be able to share that. And that would mean also including verbal. Now, it can start
Speaking.
Out. Yeah, it can start out with a gospel card. And then, and I've done this too with the gospel card. If it's, it should be biblical, obviously. If you're not so fluid on speaking it right away because you're brand new, there's nothing wrong with giving the gospel card to somebody and then pulling another one out yourself and saying, hey, let's go through this.
Yep.
You know, here's the gospel and you can read it. And then what that does is that kind of gives you a grounding point, something you can grasp onto. And then you can kind of go from there with each point on that.
Amen.
And on our gospel card, we have warnings on the backside too. So you could even go through that if you have the same
some
thing.
Some people in the world would call that a cheat sheet. It's just helping you.
Yeah, kind of like having notes or whatever. There's
notes,
nothing
yep.
wrong with that.
Yep.
And then the more often you do it, the more fluid it will get. And it does help if you have other saints that you can listen to audios or see videos and listen to the different scenarios, because every encounter can be different.
Right.
One thing that we've noticed as we go throughout the years is there's much repetition.
Yep.
And so after a while, you'll have some key verses that you use a lot. And so those are good to kind of make a note on.
Right.
Make a note after each witnessing occurrence that you have, so that way you can go back and examine yourself, maybe share it with others to that they can examine you.
Yep.
And maybe help you have some different ideas. Obviously studying, so you know what the scriptures are.
Yep, so the gospel, studying so you know what other scriptures are. How about address fear of man?
Addressing the fear of man.
Yeah,
you mean?
Like address the fear of man, how you need to make sure that you're starting to overcome that, because it's hard to do street ministry if you're afraid of people, fear of man, fear of them mocking, fear of that.
Well, fear is a sin.
Yep.
So you want to get over that part. You need to lay that down and trust in the Lord and go out. And anytime that fear arises, you need to put it down and trust that the Lord is going to give you the words to say.
Yeah.
Because what some people might think is, you know, once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, God just flows everything through you. Well, that's not true.
You gotta
walk
in it.
Yep. He expects us to step out and walk, and maybe we trip and stumble, and we don't always do it right. But if we look in the scriptures, we see that God used people who were not the high and mighty.
Yep.
Because God abhors that which man esteems, you know, those who are well-learned and fair of speech.
Amen.
So, yeah, what you need to do is have trust in the Lord and keep pushing through.
Yep.
And that fear of man will diminish. It's, you know what? It's all a matter of what you're focusing on. If you're focusing on people and trying to please them, then obviously your focus is wrong. But if you focus on the Lord and His truth and trying to get that word to that person, you're going to see the eternal value of it as
Amen.
Opposed to the temporal sitting in your flesh. You're not walking in the spirit then, you're walking in the flesh, and
Amen.
You have to learn how to do that. And you can prepare yourself by putting on the armor of God, as the brothers were just talking about, your Ephesians 6 armor, preaching the gospel to yourself every day when you get going. And so you have to dress yourself in everything of the Lord, you know, kind of like we see the wedding garment, the story about the man
yep.
with the wedding garment. You want to do that every day. And I don't know. Did I miss anything? I just did a lot of talking.
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff, but
yeah,
you covered some good
yeah.
basic stuff, because street ministry is kind of intimidating to people, so it's good to talk about it's not impossible. We're not special. It really isn't even hard. When you walk in the Spirit, God guides you through it, but it's good to get an understanding of what should I be prepared for. And I like what you said. You prepare with the gospel. You want to study the Word of God so you know what you're talking about, so you can speak with authority. And then we talked about not being afraid of men. And in most cases, you're not afraid of them killing you or beating you up. In most cases, it's people afraid of looking bad, of being mocked or ridiculed.
Yeah.
And you definitely have to overcome that. And I think those are good starting points. And when you walk in those, then you really grow from there.
Yeah, and one other big point that just came up. I know some people may not fear man, but they may fear the fact that they can't give an answer.
Right.
Because you're going to get Satan will send a lot of workers to you to try to trip you up and try to drag you into a situation you don't understand.
Yep.
But I just heard a brother talking about on an audio or a witnessing thing where he said, I want to go study up on that.
Yep.
And I want to go talk to my brothers about that. And that's something you can use too and say, you know what, that's a really good question or a really good thought.
Yep.
I'm going to do some research on that. You send me an email and I'd be happy to get back to you on it.
That finds out if somebody's a truth seeker or not.
Right, yeah, yeah. So
and most people aren't, so you got to filter them out.
99.9 aren't, and sometimes that might quiet the situation.
Yeah. Awesome.
And another thing to always remember is if it becomes a mocker, you be kind up to the point where they're mocking, and then you can take that time away and withdraw that precious pearl from them.
Turn around and walk away.
I will take it away from them and go look for somebody else to give it
to. Yeah, do that. Like I said, I did that to that man today. He's lying about God's word. I said, I'm not going to continue to preach to you. Check out my website. Email me if you ever change your mind. I got to go preach. And I turned around and I walked away. Don't cast your pearls.
Right.
Yeah, good stuff, Sister Elman. Good stuff. Today we did gather with the brothers and sisters online, and we discussed our street preaches. You can hear that audio. I did a teaching on Philippians 4, 1 through 5. You can hear that audio. Then the brothers discussed it. You can hear that audio. And those audios are up. Sister Amon got them put up right away. And so we do that. Why do we do that? What did I just get an email? And what did the man say, Sister Amon? I just got the email, a text, actually. What did the man say?
Oh, yeah. He said he just found the edification audios.
Yep.
The ecclesia audios.
Yep. And he said he's been listening to the teaching, and he said they're edifying. And so, yeah, that's why we do it. So people that are maybe cut off, people that don't have anybody else, they hear other saints out there talking the truth of God, and that edifies them.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm edified when I hear them.
Yeah, much edification going on.
Exactly.
In the truth.
Any other thoughts or scriptures, Sister Amon, as we get ready to close out here?
Yes. I have, on my notes, on the bottom, in capital letters, it says, my verse, and what I want to share with the sisters. So this is Psalm 98, 1 and 2. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the heathen. I thought that was kind of, I like that. His righteousness is shown
right in the sight of the heathen.
Yeah, there ain't
no
stop.
There ain't no stopping it. The power of God.
He won't be mocked.
That's an awesome verse. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to share this section of scripture. I don't know if this kind of spoke to me today. Hebrews 12:11-15. Now no chastening for the present time seemed to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. We've had to do that with some saints, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God. That's pretty important right there. Fail the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. So it's talking in there about continuing on, don't fall away, having peace with all men. And I just love that part about helping the weak and the feeble. That's always something. We could be weak one day. And it's always good to have brothers and sisters to help each other in the body. Is that not true?
Right. Yeah, it's like lifting up one another's arms.
Amen.
I love that.
Yeah, our verse-by-verse study talked about how Paul was joyful and beloved about the brothers, and we need to be that way, too, is about the brothers and the sisters. So,
right.
I think that's pretty much all we got for you. Tomorrow, I think we got a rainy day coming up, so we're going to see what happens. I don't know if we're going to do a street preach at a church or some event. We'll have to see if the weather clears.
Well,
you never know. But I have a question, Sister Amon. Another question. This will be the third one.
Hey, I can take three. Go for it. I can take it all night long. Give me as many as you need.
Do we have a lot of stuff to do online in ministry, even if it rains tomorrow? We got a backlog.
Our list keeps growing. We're like, well, one of these days we might have a chance where we don't have to keep going and going.
We got a backlog of ministry projects and emails and things that you caught up on. I think I need a cargo trailer to pull around to hold them all.
Right.
But that's okay. It's a good problem to have.
Oh, it is.
And I'm just getting emails right now as we're talking on this of people emailing, finding our website, asking questions. So God keeps us very busy.
Yeah, we got a big platter full.
We love what we do.
Yeah, we do. It's all for him.
Last thoughts, Sister Amon?
I'm just thankful to be a child of the Most High and carry this precious gift and to know others who do. And maybe some of you ladies out there listening, maybe you're my sister and I know you. Maybe I don't. Maybe someday I will. Or maybe I will never see you till the other side.
Till the other side.
But I want to encourage you to stand fast. And it's all for the glory of the Lord, not for us.
Amen.
He's worthy.
That was in our Philippians 4 study today. Stand fast.
Yeah, I love that.
He said, in Ephesians, he says, hold fast. Do all you can to withstand and then stand. That's one of my Favorite verses. I love that.
I wanted to add one more little thing that I remembered a sister mentioned.
What'd she say?
This was the other day when we talked. She said, when we kill our flesh, it's like we're saying the Lord is worthy for it. And I thought that was a pretty good thought. And I said, yeah. And when we don't, it's like we're saying he's not worthy.
It's like we're trampling his blood.
Yeah, I don't want to be like that.
We warned those people today, all of them claiming to be Christians, trampling the blood of Christ. It's a terrible, terrible thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Ooh, I know.
Because he's fiery, he's jealous, he's angry. He's goodness, mercy, and love, but you fall on the wrong side. And you're going to fall into the winepress of the wrath of God.
Yeah, I don't want anything in me that makes me want to hide and run away
Amen.
From him.
Amen. I have one last thought as I leave you. I have one word I want you to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Jehovah. That word means, I love this, Jehovah, it's in the Old Testament, self-existing one. Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
Jehovah, the self-existing one.
Self-existing.
No one else needs to stand with him. He is God. He is alone. He is with no other. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega, the beginning and the end. I love that.
Wow, thank you for that. That's an awesome gift. I love that. I'm going to be pondering that when I go to bed tonight.
The Jehovah Witnesses steal that name, but it's an awesome name, the self-existing one.
He's going to get it back, all of
Amen.
It, one way or another.
Hey, we love you all. Thanks for listening.
I hope you all have a joyous evening and you rest well.
Yeah, rest well and keep your eyes on Christ, the Word, and the Spirit, and we are here to help you.
Amen.
Till next time.
May God be praised.
Amen, Sister Amen.